I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Florida residents hard at work repairing the damage from Hurricane Milton this weekend. Governor Ron DeSantis says even the cleanup can be dangerous, even deadly in some cases.
We're now in the period where you have fatalities that are preventable. We have had fatalities because of interaction with downed power lines and water. We are seeing hazards that are still there. So please exercise caution. Don't wade into floodwaters. Be careful with how you're using ladders. Use generators properly. Make sure it's outside your home. Don't run that generator inside.
And Florida residents have been returning to their Gulf Coast homes after evacuations earlier in the week. That clogged things up on Interstate 75 and other major routes to the coast on Friday. Former President Trump says lawsuits against him amount to what he calls pure election interference.
The public really gets it. My question was, will they get it? And the public gets it. And the Supreme Court got it, too. Thank goodness.
Trump was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Bernie Bennett reports there's a strong alliance forming between Donald Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson on the campaign trail.
The former president was a constant presence as Speaker Johnson traveled across Texas for three campaign events in Dallas, Arlington, and Seguin last week, illustrating that the embattled speaker is tightly aligned with the GOP presidential candidate in the final month of the campaign. It serves a dual purpose for Johnson, helping him guide the political winds that will decide whether he keeps his House majority and getting him into Trump's good graces, as Johnson might need his backing to remain speaker. And House Republicans also need many of the more than a dozen GOP members running in districts that Trump lost in the 2020 election to secure re-election to keep the majority. Johnson is expected to seek the speakership again if the GOP wins a majority, even if it's narrow. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More of these stories at srnnews.com. Does anybody care about the birth rate in this country? That's what Michael Harrington says. One study wanted to find out.
More people die in the U.S. than are born, and it's been that way for a couple of decades. It's not a problem yet, but it could eventually be one, and most Americans don't care. A fresh YouGov poll finds only 22% of respondents think the falling birth rate is a bad thing. 23% say it's a good thing, and everybody else says it's either no problem or aren't sure. And here's the key finding. While 30% of men say less babies is a bad thing, only 14% of women agree. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The persecution of Christian believers continues in India. It's under increasingly restrictive anti-conversion laws right now. And 18 believers were arrested just this month on charges they had been spreading the gospel message. The vast majority of India is Hindu, and the government there has set out to keep it that way. This is SRN News. Ron Taylor explains what's behind the latest display of northern lights.
The latest solar storm has triggered northern lights farther south than normal, including into parts of Germany, the United Kingdom, New England, and New York City. There were no immediate reports of disruptions to power and communications from Thursday's storm. The reason is because the sun is near the peak of its current 11-year cycle, sparking all the recent solar activity. In May, Earth got slammed by severe solar storms, the strongest in more than two decades. Ron Taylor reporting.
A new era for U.S. soccer begins tonight, led by an Argentine coach expected to deliver big results at the 2026 World Cup on American soil. Former Tottenham and Chelsea manager Mauricio Pochettino makes his U.S. debut in a pair of friendlies, leading the team against Panama tonight in Austin. Next week, he'll lead the team against Mexico for a match in Guadalajara. More details at srnnews.com.